This is Lee Davey at Calvin Hair here at Prague. My guest today is Shannon Shaw, one of the five people I actually picked to be a superstar in 2014. Not putting any pressure on you at all there, Shannon. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks. How are you?
You look great.
Well, thank you.
You look cool and calm. You're always smiling and happy.
I'm trying. I wasn't always that way, but I'm working towards... I've spent a lot of time on self-improvement, just trying to like get the most out of my life. So that's like my main focus right now. Poker is really a secondary.
Oh, that sounds amazing. I mean, the purpose of this series is to have a look back on 2013, talk about goals and that kind of thing. Are you generally a goals-driven person?
I am. 2013, I had several goals. My main goal was just to like have new experiences, and I did that. I wanted to run a half marathon. I did that. I went to a lot of really cool sporting events. I checked a lot of countries off my list that I wanted to visit. Travel is like one of my main goals. So that was cool. I met a lot of really amazing people, and so I'm really thrilled with how the year's gone.
Are you a bucket list type of guy?
I am, yeah.
Give us some of the things that you haven't done on your bucket list yet.
I really want to go on an African safari.
Man, you should have been at WPT in Johannesburg.
I know, man. I should have gone after I found out about it late. I probably would have. I played that tournament series in Amsterdam.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go to the World Cup this year with some friends.
Brazil.
So that's going to be really cool. There's a lot of places in South America I want to see in general. So I'm excited.
Out of your 2013 poker goals, what type of poker goals do you set? I know people say I want to win a big one. Is it just left at that with you, or is it something deeper?
It kind of is left at that, I guess. It's hard in these live tournaments. I sort of don't really focus on the results that much and just try to show up and play my best, because I understand. You know, I've been doing this long enough where I understand the variance of it, like I'm sure you do.
Yeah,
you know, doing it this long. So I just try to show up and play my best, and then I figure it'll take care of itself. But the kind of the knock on me in my career is I've never won a major title, so I'm still looking for my first one. I've never won a WPT, EPT, or a bracelet. Won a deep run, but never quite gotten there. So I'm really hoping 2014 to get there.
Out of those three, is there a particular one in that you'd want to win?
I think a bracelet. Honestly, even though bracelets are starting to throw them around like crazy, it's something that, you know, I remember when I was 21, my goal was to be like the youngest. I had an opportunity to be the youngest bracelet winner. I won one that summer, so that was like my first initial goal, and I still haven't got one after 8 summers.
Yeah,
we're in a couple of World Series Europe trips, so I'd really like to get that one off the list. But obviously, to win one of these huge WPTs or EPTs would be awesome too.
And you touched on it a little bit before we started talking about poker and self-help and that kind of stuff. Off the felt in 2013, did you have any life-oriented goals?
Not per se, I guess. It's more about, well, I read a great book, I don't know if you read it, The Power of Now.
Yeah,
a lot of people are recommending that, and that I read that, and that really sort of changed my life. Just trying to get the most out of everything,
mm-hmm.
and just be sort of open-minded to everything and accepting people. Whereas, like, sort of where I grew up in Alabama, it's not like that.
Right.
So it's quite a different change for me, and I was conditioned growing up like that to not really accept and be open-minded. So it's a cool experience for me to like get to. Do that now.
From Alabama to the poker scene, you need to be like that, otherwise it would be a very sad place for you in your mind, I suppose, right?
Yeah, definitely. Poker's a very liberal, you know, community, so that's what I love about it, that's why I continue to do it. Everybody's kind of cool with everybody doing their thing. You don't see a whole lot of judging out here, which is nice. And people show up and play a card game all day, so I love it.
How did Eckhart Tolle and that kind of teachings, how does that make you feel about playing poker professionally?
It makes me love it. I mean, every day when I wake up and play one of these tournaments, which is day one, day two, I am thrilled to go play. So, and I wasn't always like that in maybe like 2007, 2008. And now I love just the fact to be able to sit down and, you know, just take in, like, a poker tournament is what I'm focusing on now, so I get to do that and just, like, leave the world. Everything else is secondary. I just focus on the poker when I'm doing that, and then everything else when I'm doing that.
And 2014, any particular plans? Safari?
Yeah, hopefully I can do that safari. I'm going to go to PCA. I'm going to bring in the new year with some of my best friends in LA, so that should be awesome.
said, I'm thinking late in the year I want to go hit the World Series down in Australia and maybe spend some time in that part of the world, like in Southeast Asia and New Zealand and Australia town. So that could be cool. And yeah, just trying to make the most of it.
Well, best of luck to you. You are doing something right, quite obviously. Sticking at it, that might be. And I wish you all the best for 2014. And don't let me down.
I will.
Smash it a bit and prove me right.
Sounds good.
Thank you, Shana.
All right.